I decided my 39th birthday present was going to be IVF.
Okay.
And so March rolled around, March 2021 rolled around for my birthday. And that first week in April 2021, I did my egg retrieval and I did a fresh embryo transfer. Now, I was told that I would probably get around 12 eggs and I could freeze half and fertilize half. And I thought that's perfect because then if I meet the one, I'll have this little tiny batch of frozen eggs and, we'll have some time to like be married if that happens. And then, well, I ended up with six mature eggs and only four of them fertilized. So that didn't go. I'm told those results are not terrible, especially at 39. In the back of my mind, I kept thinking, no, I was supposed to have 10 to 12.
Yeah, 10 to 12. Yes.
Note to all fertility doctors, please don't give those kind of estimates because some of us can't handle it. And so, two or three days after my egg retrieval, I ended up doing a fresh transfer. I stayed in Syracuse for one more day and then I headed home back to the DC area. Of course, that transfer didn't. Throughout the rest of 2021, I would go on to do two more transfers, frozen transfers. So I did one more with one embryo. And then just to get it over with, I was like, let's do the remaining two embryos at once. Like I've already had two unsuccessful transfers. I've had two unsuccessful IUIs. So I don't see a reason why we can't transfer both embryos. If I end up with twins, that's fine. Two is better than zero. So I was like, that was a risk I was willing to take. And so I went up in October 2021 and had my final embryo transfer. And of course, here we are. That didn't work.